Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report today, for tonight, that is. Can't even talk. It is Thursday, the sixth day of January 2022. At least I got the year right, and I got the day and month right. So, and I got the day of the week right. I just can't talk. At any rate, it's all about January 6th, 2021, isn't it? Everywhere you look, all day today, it's always been, or it's all about the January 6th at the Capitol when the real coup took place. In November of 2020, and that's really what angers most people that I know, that I talk to. You know, those people who stood up for the rule of law, constitutional law, and merely wanted the elected leaders, the leaders they put into office, to do the proper thing constitutionally. And I think a lot of people lose sight of that, caught up in the emotion of that, and the fact that we have left behind political prisoners. There are political prisoners in the United States. I just want to say that. Also, a couple of things. In case you missed yesterday, I want to mention this, and the day before. I want to just say savethem.org. You know, congratulations to Landon, who is an in-studio guest. You know, it always does my heart good when operations go well. And I'm very, very pleased to announce that because of SaveThem.org and Landon specifically and their organization, three human traffickers right now are incarcerated, and three teenage girls have been rescued. And that's in addition to the two girls I spoke of, 6 and 7 year old girls, earlier in a couple of weeks ago. And you know what? It's great to be able to have some wins. And again, I got an email saying, well, geez, you're really not making a difference at those numbers. Well, I'll tell you what, it makes a big difference to those girls. Okay. All five of them. And you can ask the, well, no, you can't. But you know, you would ask, if you would ask the, two girls who were with a loving family for Christmas, I'm going to tell you right now, it makes a big difference to them. All right. Got a lot of information to cover. You know, today's show is going to be about, we talk about the domestic stuff, and but we also have to keep our eyes focused as well on the international scene. And with me right now is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. I'm going to just pop in here too and add this. Folks, I just want to hold this up. This is a satellite phone, satellitephonestore.com. And Galileo.com. Both links in the program description box at HagmanReport.com, as well at SteveQuayle.com. You're going to need a satellite phone, and certainly you're going to have to sign up for Galileo. More on that later. Also, I want to say hello to my little sister in Rome, Italy, behind enemy lines. Praying for you. And you're doing God's work, and appreciate you. And that's Karen in Rome. God bless you. All right. One more thing, and you've got to see this. You know, we talk, when Steve Quayle is on with me, and we talk about things that are happening or will happen. You know, Alex Jones yesterday on his program had Mike Adams. I don't know how many people saw that. Mike Adams was a presenter at the 2019 True Legends Conference in Branson, and he played a 1 minute segment from the 2019 True Legends Conference. Now remember, this is pre-pandemic. This is pre-everything that's going on today. And I remember being in the green room with Steve Quayle and Mike Adams and some other people talking about this, talking about the events unfolding, and or actually listening. I was listening. And to hear Mike Adams and Steve and other fantastic minds talk about what is happening today, really just, you know, but even back then, I guess I just couldn't comprehend it. But we're going to play this clip from Alex Jones. This is Mike Adams presenting at the True Legends Conference in Branson, Missouri. And by the way, folks, go to gen6.com. You can still get the DVDs from the 2019 conference, as well as the past and previous and subsequent conferences. I'm telling you right now, the information, even 2 years ago, is relevant to today, especially after you watch this. You're going to want the entire set of DVDs. So go to gen6.com. That's gen6.com. Again, the link in the program description box will take you there. Excuse me, having trouble talking, and I'm going to get that fixed in a couple of weeks. Well, at least my jaw, my mouth, not my ability to speak. All right, let's roll this. Watch this, folks.
And by the way, you know, big thumbs up to Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone and Steve Kirsch and all these amazing people who have come out. However, there's only so far that they can talk about.
Well, that's right. Behind the scenes, they agree with what you...
We have to reset that. So, somehow, we apologize. Here it comes. Give me a second, or give Eric the tech a second here, and you're going to see the entire the one-minute clip. And I'll tell you what, I was if you look close, you might be able to see me in the audience. I'm not sure. But I remember this very specifically. Here it goes.
Go ahead, guys. Okay. You have a clip? Here it is.
So here's the most likely hard kill vector that could be coming. An exotic alien engineered biological weapon that specifically targets human DNA. And you might think, well, they would never do that. Guess what? DARPA has been doing it. It's called gene drive technology. They've been working on it. And it's a CRISPR gene editing technology. And it enables genetic modifications to spread very rapidly through a population. They also have something called RNA interference technology, where they can genetically engineer food crops so that there are little protein fragments in the crops, and the protein fragments can target fertility of specific human races. And this is called an insecticide. They use it. They've been developing this so that they can kill, you know, certain insects that feed on certain crops. They can also do it to humans. RNA interference technology, it exists. A genetic weapon of mass destruction may not be far away. Bioengineered Ebola is a strong candidate for this. It's being developed, funded by the NIH. I'm sorry, funded by the TMT. The NIH funded a different experiment in Guatemala that used Guatemalan prisoners as human subjects. In fact, when that came out during the Obama administration, Obama himself had to apologize because they got caught. So it's not just the mercury in the vaccines. It's not just the lead that's going to be falling out of the sky. It's the infant formula. It's the aluminum, which causes Alzheimer's and dementia. It's the organophosphates. It's the 5G networks. It's the assault on your senses, the assault on your neurology, the assault on your children. These are multiple kill vectors. And this is what we are being hit with right now.
I had not seen that clip. I'd read your article saying that. That is months before they released the bioweapon. You specifically hit the protein prion crystals in the food. You specifically hit that it's alien because it's never existed before. This is alien. And I do believe, and I don't do that extrapolation. I can just go the next step. This whole attack, it isn't human.
You're exactly right. And that's why this is an extinction level event. So what I talked about at that event, which was Steve Quayle's event, by the way, in Branson, Missouri in 2019, was that Earth is being prepared for a post-human future.
And there it is, now, at the folks. With that, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Steve, how you doing, brother?
Really good, Doug. And I think Mike Adams' presentation at the Branson conference was exemplary, so focused that he was, in essence, like the best sniper in the history of the military, and he nailed the problem. He absolutely explained it exquisitely. And, you know, you've been at those conferences, and I got to tell you, this conference was a really important one. Not that they all aren't. And thank you, because, ladies and gentlemen, this is like a PhD course in reality. What Mike and the other speakers, God bless each and every speaker, I would say this, it was the most composite presentation of where we are and where we're at in the game, because this is an extinction level event. This is the extinction protocols being put into place. This is the time that Jesus spoke about. If he didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, those who have accepted him as their personal Lord and Savior, there'd be no flesh left alive. And Doug, you brought up genetic Armageddon. You know, there's all sorts of words that precede Armageddon. But when I talked about genetic Armageddon, what, 20 years ago, it was such a foreign subject. But I also said this, and I'm going to deal with the alien aspect of it. The whole human genome project had two main points, if you will, or areas of interest. One of them was that most people missed, not the people that listened to you and I over the decades and shouldn't have missed, but the fact is they're after, they being the most sinisterly wicked scientists on the planet, orchestrated, controlled, and led and directed by Lucifer himself and legions of fallen angels, basically to undertake the extinction of humanity, because they want the replacement, quote, entities to be nothing related to what God has created, nothing related to God's purpose to be fruitful, multiply, nothing related to redemption, because the promise that, you know, that was given to Eve in the garden, that ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And now, ladies and gentlemen, what's striking to me, astonishing to me, is if people would read one, or, you know, if they'd read the book of Genesis, they'd be light years ahead, literally. But the problem is, Doug, that the Human Genome Project / fallen angel DNA / giant DNA was the purpose of that, because Satan wants his offspring back. And it's interesting because people have to understand that demons, D-E-M-O-N-S, not the ones in Washington, those are the demon rats or the Republic rats. The bottom line is we're talking about literal disembodied spirits that can possess human beings, they can possess objects, they can control, i.e. become the ghost in the machine. And so we're talking about something that's so supernatural. And what's interesting to me, and you know this, when Russ was with us on Earth and all you guys were doing what you're doing, the evil ones believe in everything supernatural and they appropriate their supernatural for evil deeds. Is that not correct?
100% correct, sir.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to talk about today is the war with Russia is already on. I get emails, people saying, well, are we really at war with Russia? Absolutely. For 20 years or longer, the presidents of the United States have seen to it that the U.S. military was taken apart piece by piece. Nobody finished it off better than the abomination of desolation. But it started with George Bush Sr. And if you remember, Doug, and I'm just saying this just to put you into remembrance of where we were at, the different shows you and I have done together, there was always this underlying sense of betrayal. And from Obama's first, incursion into the, I would call this the White Mausoleum. I no longer call it the White House. I actually call it the whorehouse, the political whorehouse. And I call them the political whores on the Potomac of self-indulgence, because that's what it's become. But every single technological advance that the United States military had was sold out by some of the highest ranking former military, former politicians, and we have the best government that China could ever hope for. So when we're going to talk today about the intentional destruction of the United States, and I say this, the woke military is the broke military. Thank God the SEALs got the ones that sued on mandatory vaccinations, because I believe it was the Secretary of Defense entity, Austin, and you know what I mean by entity, that wanted to do away with all the SEALs. And I think there were 1,800. We have 1,800. I don't think America understands its vulnerability, because while we had presidents and Congress critters and, Chinese agents, I think 750,000 in this country, stealing what they weren't sold out or what wasn't sold out to them, Russia continued to build and rebuild under President Putin's. And I'm going to say this, the man will go down in history as probably one of the most, forethoughtful, one of the most astonishing leaders of his nation, to bring it back from the decimation that when the whole former quote-unquote Soviet Union broke up. Now, some of the most famous chess players in history have been Russians or of Russian descent. And when the United States can only react, and they can act, let me give you a good example. Hypersonic missiles. Russia has them. India has them. And both Russia and India are working on their third generation hypersonic missiles. North Korea announced yesterday that they have hypersonic weapons. How can that be? Well, Kim Jong-il, that most people don't understand, is a nuclear physicist. He graduated from Switzerland. So instead of just a rogue, perpetual, if you will, someone who continues to make claims, he can back up those claims. So when you tell the truth, it's not siding with the enemy, because, ladies and gentlemen, we have an enemy, but the enemy is within. We have now a woke and broke military. We have in the thousands of U.S. Air Force pilots that have had to walk off the flight line because they wouldn't take the jab. We've seen Russian technology, and Russia leads the world in electromagnetic weaponry. From the day that the Donald S. Cook, one of the, $1.some billion state-of-the-art advanced missile cruiser, it was shut down three times over the space of a couple of years, demonstrated when basically some of the older versions of the Russian MiG aircraft were over that, and people couldn't understand, well, how can an older version of a Russian MiG cut as a stop, in essence, its tracks, $1.234 billion missile cruiser? Simple, because they have an electromagnetic weapon system that the Pentagon, I'm told, from people in there, still denies, well, they can't have it. Well, they do have it. And still, in our own Pentagon, by the way, the United States has no hypersonic weapons at this point, none. And I hope that registers to everybody, because we're talking about from the time a missile's launch, we're talking sub, and in some cases, depending on where the submarine is, we're talking destruction. Let's just take the district of criminals and crime in less than 2 minutes.
Is this the first time that they've out-weaponized us, the enemies?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Right. Even China has a hypersonic space-based weapon drone that can basically go around the world in 1 hour. And here is the reason, in my opinion, Doug. The intentional destruction of the U.S. military, not just by defense contracts. We have so much graft and corruption in the military-industrial complex. And Russia doesn't have that same amount, but Russia can basically do more for less than U.S. military is, bring weapons online faster, and they have weapons that, quite candidly, the West denies exist. Another example is hypercavitation submarines, which create, I'm not just talking about, torpedoes now, that create, if you will, an air envelope in which the friction of the water can't slow down the torpedoes or the submarines. Russia controls. Now, listen, I'm telling an honest appraisal. I am not, I want to make this clear, I am not saying that, that I'm pro-Russia. What I'm saying, though, is a fool would disregard the intelligence of his adversary, the weapons of his adversary, and you'd better not go up against someone, and we're going to get to that immediately, that out-weaponized you, that basically has demonstrated. We have 750 F-35 planes, 750. In the last less than a month, maybe 2 months, we've lost four. Somebody said, but there's only three recorded. Hear what I'm saying. We've lost four. The amount of F-35s that are in our, how should I say this? What were our former allies? They're noticing this so much so that some of America's lead allies, after Biden abandoned Afghanistan. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that should make every taxpayer furious. $95 billion of weaponry abandoned, not to mention 1,000 Americans. And Biden's on record as saying, we'll blame it on Trump. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening and what has happened is that as NATO and the United States provoke Russia by making stupid statements like Senator Wicker said, well, we've got our nuclear weapons, we'll just nuke Russia. Biden threatened that on his private phone call to Putin. Putin was very respectful and hung up. And the thing is, how can I know this stuff? I want people to understand, because there are people that are in the meetings, people in the know, that still don't want 200, 250 million Americans murdered and would be murdered by nuclear weapons. Now, what Putin has demonstrated is his ability to shut down and take down aircraft, take control of flight systems. And just for instance, do you think that Russian espionage doesn't understand when there are B-52s or B-2s or whatever bombing platform, B-1s, that have nuclear weapons on, and they're only 50 to 60 miles away from Russian territory? The only reason those aren't getting shot down is, you know, because of the distance. But when people begin to understand that what you take for granted no longer exists, for instance, over the last several months, probably 6 months, Russia can take the entire population of Moscow and move them into shelters. In other words, and they have pre-positioned the shelters. The technology the Russians possess and the advanced technology they possess is also underground. And Russia is a big country. The amount of, how should I say this, denial is where I came up with, and I mean, it just applies. I came up with it decades ago, but denial unto death is where America stands now. So ask yourself this, and this is a rhetorical question. Why would people who are outgunned, why are people who are absolutely outmanned, why are people who have a commander in chief, and I call him the commandeer in chief, why are people not even raising the stake? It doesn't matter if you're on the right or Democrat or Republican, your towns will be obliterated in under a couple minutes. Russia controls the Arctic. Russia moved their, super huge floating reactor into the Arctic, and that can power the greatest weather control devices that are out there, even superseding HAARP. And what we're seeing now is we're seeing strange aerial phenomena. We're seeing full-scale weather wars taking place. One lady sent me an email, bless her heart, and said, but isn't all this about the sun because we're in a solar minimum? Yes, it is about the sun. The sun, without sun, we all die. But remember, Bill Gates wanted to block the remaining sunlight. And what people don't understand is chemtrailing has been doing that off of most people's radar for 20 years. And that's why I say Dane Wigington deserves, they won't give it to him because of his stand against what the most powerful people in the world that control the Nobel Prizes do. He should, for his work on geoengineering, geoengineeringwatch.org. I believe, this is my opinion, anybody that tries to understand weather and why it's so weird, why it's so unpredictable, why it's so strange around the world, is you've got to understand, you kill the weather, you kill the crops. You kill the crops, you kill the people through starvation and then famine. And so now we're watching, I would say this, a supernaturally articulated war against humanity that goes beyond most people's ability to even embrace. Now, atheists aren't going to accept the fact that there's a fallen angel, unless they embrace Satanism. People try and say, oh, Lucifer isn't Satan. Lucifer's the good, their Lord, God. No, he's not. If Lucifer were good, he wouldn't demand the millions of blood sacrifices a year that he does. If Americans understood that as a nation, we have made war on God, especially the Air Force, since 20 years ago. The Air Force Academy kicked out Christians, forced into retirement chaplains, declared Jesus pretty much an enemy of the Air Force Academy. But they also, Doug, and you remember this, they ran ads. They were open to everybody from Wiccans to warlocks. They were open to everybody who was a pagan. They actually advertised for pagan priests. Everybody was welcome except Christians. Now we're seeing that in the military. We're seeing the purge. And some of the servicemen have come forth and said, look, this isn't about vaccinations. This is a purge of the U.S. military, of Christians, of constitutionalists, of people that can no longer be allowed to think freely. So all the rhetoric, especially by the three blind mice, those three generals that are, oh, they're worried, you know, Trump fans or Trump supporters are going to tear the country apart. No, they sold their country out, in my opinion. And ladies and gentlemen, if anybody would ever have the cojones to basically go after the forensic audit of the finances, which, by the way, FinCEN, Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, also a government agency, but there'd be no help from them. If you did a forensic audit and people pursued a forensic audit of all the generals' finances and then the senators' finances and then the congressmen and women's finances, you'd be surprised at who is owned literally by the People's Republic of China or, you know, Communist Chinese Party is a better description. So I want to tell people this, and it's really important. Unless you can understand that you have no civil defense, none whatsoever, unless it's personal, unless you understand that there will be a war that will be manifest to everyone, that there are events taking place. I'm going to be a little bit vague. I have to. I've been asked to. That literally nations are shooting down American assets. Unless you understand that Japan is taking out Chinese assets, unless you understand that India and China are ready to go at it on a minute-by-minute basis up in the Ladakh region, which brings me to, you know, the latest mega drought DVD we did. Ladies and gentlemen, almost all this stuff is in that film. And it's 60 minutes of the best presentation, what I would call a reality wake-up. It's not fear porn. And oh, by the way, yes, I believe in conspiracy reality because so many things that, oh, that's conspiracy theory, which, by the way, was a word invented by the Central Intelligence Agency to discredit anybody that might figure out what's really going on. So the idea that information is out there, it does no good, Doug, if people refuse to even acknowledge it. So this is why I believe, and I truly do, that 250 million Americans, the same amount that Deagle's report says will be dead by 2025, are going to die because of their political ignorance, their lack of discernment. I'm talking Christians too. Their spiritual deadness. They're not heeding the word of the Lord. And with so many fake prophets, listen, I can actually tell you, though, the ratio of fake prophets to real is 400 to 1. That's biblical. You can look it up. Obviously, Elijah was still the prophets of Baal or Baal, all 400 of them. Obviously, Jehoshaphat, Ahab wanted to enlist Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat's military against the king of Syria. Ahab had 400 prophets saying, oh, thou shalt go up, O king, and prevail. Jehoshaphat listened to all that, all 400 of them, and said, is there not a prophet in Israel? Ahab's response was, well, there's just one named Micaiah, and he always tells me things that I don't want to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the pathetic state of the prophetic state in the United States. People do not want to hear that anything that makes them uncomfortable. And Doug, what I want people to recognize is, again, I'm going to say this again, the title for this program, we are at war with Russia. Russia said in no uncertain terms that if we shut them out of the SWIFT system, the international funds transfer, how one nation sends money to another nation or individuals send money to individuals in other nations, they will consider that an act of war, and all targets in the United States are fair game. I think that there's a, how do I say this, a woeful, I used to say willful, I would say woeful disconnect from reality. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when you understand, and not everybody's interested in throwaways of nuclear weapons, not everyone's interested in advanced electromagnetic warfare, unless, of course, Doug, they're digging out from some places like in Northern California of literally, you know, 50 or 60 feet of snow, or getting a foot or two a day, and that all adds up. The point being is that we are destroyed for our ignorance. Now, God announces that. See, I say that and people say, oh, you're just picking on us. No, I'm not picking on you. God said, his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That is the scripture. And it's because they reject knowledge. It's not that God doesn't present it to them. And that's why Jesus said, the people that Jesus was talking about, they're not redeemed. They won't go to heaven. But he said, the children in this generation are wiser than the children of light. And I said, you know, Lord, now I understand. I've got lion pictures behind me. And the thing is that it's always bothered me, like all we like sheep are led astray, that we're basically led to the slaughter. And ladies and gentlemen, we don't need lion tamers. We need other lions whose roar will wake up the other lions to say, I'm not going to let the sheep be slaughtered. These lions behind me have an appetite for lying politicians, devils, and those who worship the dark side. I only have, especially the one with golden eyes. And I thank everybody. Somebody said, don't you have enough yet? Let me share something. Each one of these lions has their own expression. And you look at the eyes of a lion, and thank you all for absolutely being so gracious to send me the lions. And I have a lot of lions. And again, I also have tigers, but I don't have any more room behind me. But the point is, and this is critical that people understand us, even China and Russia, though they feign this agreement against the West, they're having a shooting war right now. I said that, and Stephen Ben-Noon, I think he challenged it. It's okay to challenge it. He went to his intel sources, and they told him, yeah, that's going on. But there's no coverage in the press. Because remember, the word is containment and control. By controlling the narrative, they can contain the truth. So you've got the two C's of the CCP and the Chinese Communist Party. Everything is covered up and covered over when it comes to the truth. So people have gotten so used to the lies, Doug, that they become accommodated by not having to think anymore, and they just dismiss everything. Well, that can't be true. Well, I tell you this, probably 90% of the people doing that are going to be dead within the next 4 years, yeah, unless there's mass repentance, biblically ordained, and in the most real way, because the church, i.e. the claimants to Christianity, i.e. the jellyfishians, wouldn't stand up and fight for the life of the unborn, the innocent. We don't stand up as a body claiming to be Christians for all the children being slaughtered and sacrificed on satanic altars across the world. And they're doing it to bring in the Great One. The Great One is obviously when the Antichrist comes to see. And what most people forget is the devil will actually possess him, control him, because that guy sits in the temple. He wants the worship of God. And I sent Eric, and Eric, I want to, if you don't mind, would you put up Ezekiel 28? It's critical that people see this in the Word of God. Challenge me all you want.
So while Eric's doing that, I just want to make a comment here, because we have to go to not the U.S. press, but overseas press. Al Jazeera is reporting on this. Russia Today is reporting on this. Other countries are reporting on the escalation of tensions between the United States and Russia. Taking it back to when Biden assumed office in, who was it? The Ukrainian leader, I'm trying to think of his name now. I got to hear somewhere.
Zelenko? Was it Zelenko?
Yeah, him. When he immediately turned from this dovish character, willing to compromise back in the during the Trump time, to this hawk, you know, this war hawk, subsequent to Biden's installation in office. So it's really interesting to see this play out. But, you know, if you just watch American news you're not going to see this, or American media, you're not going to see this or read about it or hear about it. So we have to go overseas for a little bit of that. Okay, Ezekiel, you said here it is on the screen.
Yeah, Ezekiel 28, 12 through 19. And thank you, Eric, for following, because I want to read this. And I'm going to make reference at each verse. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, you sealed up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Perfect. Think of that. This is God talking. You were in Eden. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. In other words, Lucifer, who led the worship of heaven, was the mechanisms that God created in him were what he used to basically reflect God's glory until he got filled with pride. Now, I want to make it clear, Lucifer is not an fallen angel. And if you go to the 14th verse, and this is really important, you are the anointed cherub that covers, and I have set thee so. And this is important. Notice he's a cherub, the cherubim and seraphim, or the cherubim and seraphim. And I have set thee, thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Some people claim, and I don't have a disagreement, I kind of embrace it, that that's the different planets and the different stars. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created, till iniquity was found in thee. That, by the way, is the word mystery of iniquity, lawlessness. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. And you have sinned, God speaking to him again. And I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. You have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Verse 18, you have defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thy iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. And all they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and thou shalt never be any more. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Zidon and prophesy against it. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical part of scripture. In essence, this is why, and I'll just give you a little treat here, this is why Lucifer's throne room is literally in Antarctica, and the size of it is beyond most ability of most humans to understand. It's not like a 40 by 80, you know, building. I mean, we're talking hundreds of miles long and with stargates. And what's fascinating, a lady named Betty Stevens in 2017 was talking about an out-of-body experience she had where she was taken to Antarctica, and God showed her a black box. Now, she's literally there watching this stuff, and 36-foot-tall giants. The reason I'm smiling is because, again, people dismiss the importance of Genesis 6, the sons of God coming in unto the daughters of men, having sex with earth women and producing the giants, the mighty men of renown. But they don't understand one thing, that Lucifer is still to this point enthralled and thrilled with his own glory that he once had. The Empire Beneath the Ice, which is obviously the name of my book, is basically ice crystals like diamonds that reflect his glory back at him. Remember, he wanted to be like the Most High God. He said, look at God, look at me. I'm just like him. Basically, move over, here I come. Now, if Eric, if you put up Isaiah 14 for me, and I want people to understand what we're fighting against, the supernatural intelligence and the direction of all the kings of the earth, if you could put that up. Okay, this is talking about Lucifer. Thy pomp is brought down to the grave. and the noise of thy vials, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. Lucifer speaking, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God. I think there's seven of the I will be. Verse 15, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble and that did shake kingdoms? Notice this, but thou art cast out of the grave like an abominable branch, and as a raiment of those that are slain through with a sword, that thou go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. So here we have in those two scriptures a very, I'd say this, revealing presentation of who Lucifer and his fallen angels are. Now, people ask me, how many fallen angels are there? The Bible says one-third. The symbolism of Lucifer as a dragon taking away one-third of the stars in heaven. The emphasis that Jesus even mentioned that he saw Lucifer fall like lightning out of heaven. The eternal war we're all fighting on earth. And here's the bottom line, Doug. Lucifer controls nations by controlling their leaders. Whenever he has meetings, this is told to me by people that have been at the meetings, not directly, second party, that he segregates the U.S. contingency, nation by nation, and they are given orders exclusive of each other's knowledge. It's like if you know, two boxers are in a corner, but one guy's calling the shots, he's going to tell one boxer to throw punches this way, the other boxer maybe to kick this way, but he knows who he wants to win. That's what Lucifer's doing. The ultimate prize is the destruction of every man, woman, and child on the earth. And Doug, here's the disconnect. We're seeing every day, we're saying, oh, there's no labor force. We're short 4 million, 5 million. Where'd all the people go? They're dead. And people understand that one of the greatest revelations was a guy from the insurance agency who basically said there are 100,000 people a month dying from the vaccines. So what do you think someone from the insurance agency is really saying? At what point if the government doesn't cover losses, do the people who start to get sick from the vaccine, needing whatever medical service, whatever medical care, they no longer have access to the funds? And did that astonish you, Doug Hagman, to see such a revelation?
You know, it verified information that was once anecdotal. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If there's any group of people, anybody on the planet that is up on statistics and accurate statistics, actuaries and claims, members of the claims community within insurance companies. I'm going to tell you right now, they know to the penny how much they normally pay out or have to set aside for, reserve for losses. Those people know. And so when I saw that, it didn't really come as a surprise. It came as a confirmation, I suppose. But yes, indeed. And to your point previous about Lucifer, folks, you might say, well, Steve, where did this come from? Folks, November 1st of last year, Prince Charles spoke at the United Nations Climate Change Conference. And I'll quote, he said, we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector with trillions at his disposal, okay? He didn't say who he is or was at his disposal. And of course, that's been fact-checked, and he did say that, and it was not just a singular time. It was multiple times. So yes, reference to this secular leader, and many believe, as I do, that that's the Antichrist, by the way. again, you know. So anyway, to your point previous and to your point current. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and Doug, where is the expectation? That's even accurate. Now, that's 100,000, and I agree with you. There's no one sharper on the planet when it comes to different events that can affect the insured lives, whether it's floods, whether it's tornadoes, whether it's earthquakes, whether it's volcanoes, whether whatever the risk to a human life is, they have formulas, they, the insurance companies, have formulas and algorithms, and there is a point in which the payouts exceed the premiums that can be brought in. And at that point, you're going to watch people being denied claims for the resultant medical issues from the vaccines. Now, insurance companies are some of the biggest investors in commercial real estate. They're some of the biggest investors, period, because it's a multi-billion, if not close to a $1 trillion industry, all of them. Because what most people don't understand is not only do you have the first level of primary insurers, but then you have the next level of insurance and the, in like Munich Re RE or Swiss Re RE and Lloyd's of London. They take the risk that's beyond what the first level insurance companies can cover. So what I'm saying is interesting. I believe the real numbers, I asked and I was told this, people take it to the Lord in prayer. If we have a workforce that's 4.5 to 5 million people short, if we have a situation where those 4.5 to 5 million people short are in the ideal target age, that's the working age of most, I think it was what, 18 to 64? And if those people are dying from vaccination-related whatever issues, then you can account, Doug, for literally close to 4.5 to 5 million people. And so here's what I'm saying. Whenever they admit to something, multiply it by two. I'll give you a good example. I remember when the Wuhan virus came out and the Chinese, and my sources go back, oh, by the way, from today, it was 666 days from when it was officially announced. 666 days.
Wow.
Now look at this. We're talking about this on January 6th. So what I'm trying to say is that there was nothing but lies coming out of China. I happen to know someone that basically was friends with a certain country. I'm not even going to name the country. Friends of those who are building crematoriums for the Chinese by the hundreds. And ladies and gentlemen, interestingly enough, some 50 million cell phones went offline. Now, Doug's an investigator, 50 million cell phones. So I reached out to a different person. I said, how many cell phones are cut off on a month for non-payment? He said, about 12.5 million. I said, next question. I said, how many cell phones are refused due to the fact they're, let's say, crooks or under investigation? In other words, their service is cut off. He said about 1.2 million. And then you know what my next question is. How many customers in good standing have had their cell phones not in use for an extended period of time? And Doug, that number was 5 million. I'm not trying to generate any fear. I'm trying to say, and this is your department, Doug, being an investigator, I'm trying to say, I would have never thought of that. And I didn't, okay? But there are people that think in that realm. And there are people that match the numbers with the, how should I say, if you took the insurance man statement, even over 2 years, that's 2.4 million people, isn't it? 100,000 times 12, you know?
That's times two, yeah. Yeah, it would be. Yep.
So where, and this is what I'm going to say to your listeners today, and obviously our listeners, our supporters, where is the disconnect between the headlines, oh, we don't have anybody to go to work? And the fact is, maybe there's not that many people that can still say, hey, they're alive and they're employable. And even now, the devils that be that control the restaurant industry or the, you know, NFL, and I'm using the word hell, not NFL, but NF hell. All the mandates being forced, and interestingly enough, into the venues of which sports fans are now being told in order to watch their favorite sport in person, they've got to have the vaccination. Obviously, all of the true scientific minds, you mentioned Malone and McCullough and others. Dr. Mercola's done a fabulous job. Del Bigtree, obviously Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Carrie, is her name Mahade, Majade? I don't know how to pronounce her name.
M-A-J.
What is it?
Mede. It's my understanding it's Mede. That's how it's pronounced, yeah.
You know, and she's making everybody's day because if they would listen to her.
And you know what, Steve, I just, it was interesting you brought this up because I was listening to something called The Five Docs, okay, which Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and others get together on a weekly basis, is my understanding. Anyway, you had mentioned about this a little bit ago in the conversation about 5G. And, you know, they had mentioned something about that as well, and about, you know, what role the 5G plays. And I know that Mike Adams, in the discussion with Alex Jones, talked about 5G. And I wanted to get your take on the 5G aspect of things, because to my knowledge, our cell phones around here, at least, they're the ones I've seen, they don't have 5G capability, but yet towers are going up everywhere. And if this is a weapon that is maybe acting as a force multiplier for whatever is being injected into people, I'm just curious.
Well, yeah, and 5G, by the way, was to be introduced, I believe, yesterday across the country. And the request was made to Verizon and I think AT&T or one of the bigger carriers to hold off for 2 weeks. And then there was an exemption for 50 of the biggest airports in the United States not to have in the vicinity because they're screening. You can't do that. It's going to mess with our instruments. All of the different instruments an airplane has to, you know, fly in inclement weather. So it was put off for 2 weeks. But interestingly enough, these are, and I'm going to say this, alien life forms, alien meaning outside and extraneous to, not indigenous, flora and fauna in human beings. I mean, we have bacteria in our gut. We have different things going on in our mitochondria. But what Mike Adams did was spell it out with such clarity and such precision that the 5G, if you have already micro robotics and they need power and they have a form of imparted intelligence. And I don't mean they can, you know, recite the Declaration of Independence or, you know, start talking to each other and say, hey, our time has come. We're going to kill humans. That'll probably be later on. But the point being is then you have a, if you will, an extraneous control force over that which is in the human body that is not human life, but acts as if it were and has a whole different, mortality that can be turned on or turned off at whim. Now, people know that the average brain function, it functions in a very narrow spectrum of the radio frequency. You kick that frequency up beyond normal, you can agitate people. You can actually turn them into at least not looking like zombies, but you can turn them into mental zombies. Then you can take that power and power down, and you can put people asleep. Well, I think America has been asleep, and they're soon to be put to permanent slumber. And again, here's what I think is important. The Russians have pioneered this. The Russians took Nikola Tesla seriously when the U.S. was kind of aware and, you know, had gotten some of the documents and paper, but Russia began to put it into application immediately. That's not anything other than a historic statement. So let's say this, Doug, I'm going to give you a question. Let's say, hypothetically, of course, and this is, of course, an exercise in thinking. Let's say, hypothetically, a dozen of your mainline fighters lose control, The pilots can't control the craft. They basically can be taken over, even the flight controls. At what point do the people that bought those aircraft around the world, different countries own them, at what point do they say, we got a problem, Houston? And the point is that it becomes, how should I say this? It becomes so confrontational to any word that you would use in the United States defense vocabulary. What happens when the people look at our ships, and this is really going on in the background, okay? And they're being brought to a complete standstill. Mm. What happens when weather control is being initiated in a form of gray terror? And kudos to, that whole concept by some of the Russian defectors, and was Yuri Bezmenov, I think, is one of them. And another one was, there's a bunch of defectors. And the thing is that we're at this point now where what they said would happen is happening. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we have a three-front war. We have an internal war going on against us, the American citizens. You have mouthpieces for, and they're all quote-unquote retired generals, you know, and they're see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil, except they do speak evil. One of them went so far to say, yeah, we got to stop that pillow guy. And then made, you know, I would say this, a targeted statement about Mike Lindell of MyPillow. And you know, Doug, isn't it interesting? The left tried to hurt him. Big conglomerate stores kicked out his product. And then God gave him a model. People have been loyal to him. I say support him. Everything now from slippers, bathrobes, sheets, anything. And he's offering this stuff at incredibly good prices. Is that a pitch for him? Yes, because he was willing to put his life on the line. And by the way, I like his picture. If you look at my pillow ads, you'll see a lion. Looks kind of like the one right behind me, a side view. And you'll see a picture of Jesus with a crown of thorns. You just see their profiles. I love that photo. Of course, I would. So what you've got now is the prima facie case evidence being built to vilify everybody that's opposed to the Great Reset, that won't take the vaccination shot, that won't allow their DNA to be corrupted. And ladies and gentlemen, just to give you an example, I had lunch with a gentleman yesterday, martial arts teacher, a friend of a friend of mine, needed some information I possessed, not about vaccinations. I asked him, did you take the vaccine? He said, yes. And I took it because my boss asked me to, and he's my friend. I said, did your wife take it? No, I wouldn't let her take it. Did your children take it? No, I wouldn't let my family take it. But you're telling me you took it to go along and get along with your boss's best wishes. Doug, for once in my life, I chose not to pursue that any further.
Yeah, my head would have exploded at that point, brother.
Yeah. Well, the reason being, I got to talk to him the last 20 minutes of our, quote, lunch thing about Genesis 6 and about the relevancy of ancient history. And he'd heard me, listen to this, he'd heard me years and years ago talking about the dead scientists on Art Bell.
Oh, wow.
So I was able to... And I don't believe I was. I believe that Lord redirected the conversation to what his real need was at that time, not to argue with Steve over vaccination or Steve to argue with him over vaccination. So what I'm saying is I understand the mindset, but I want people to understand this. Do you think people that will kill 5 million people will stop at that? And Doug, what's astonishing to me, it actually perplexes me, is that it's kind of like this. Oh, well, I can't do anything. Oh, well, shrugging their shoulders. You and I did a show. Maybe you're better at remembering than I am of shows we've done together. But you remember when we spent quite a bit of time on, I said, America is going to be held in contempt by all the nations around us, and we will become a hissing in the nostrils of the nations that no longer will pay attention to us and hold us in contempt. Do you remember that?
I do, and it's interesting you mention that, because I think the biggest blowback that we got from that show, and that covered a couple of different shows that we did together, but the biggest blowback we got was from the Christian community and the Christian conservatives, which really never made sense to me until now. And now I can see how things are developing. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. How many people believe Q Anonymous? From the beginning, I said there's nothing anonymous about Q. It's a counterintelligence program being run by three different intel agencies with one man from each of them appointed to take control of the narrative using interrogatory algorithms. And so if you and I and 10,000 people are talking about a point that we're really worried about, they would come up with a statement like, don't worry about this because we've got it covered. Never in the history of mankind have so many people swallowed so much propaganda. Look, I'm odd man out. People that, I'll tell you this, you've been at all the pretty much all the conferences, and you've watched the ones that have been virtual. Some of the people there I'll never talk to, not because I won't talk to again, because they won't talk to me, because I don't believe that, you know, we're getting out of here before the Antichrist shows up in a pre-tribulation rapture. Their thinking is, well, this can't be the beginning of tribulation, and because, you know, this and this hasn't happened. But at the end of the argument, we're still here. That's the point. It's interesting to me that even a man I counted as a friend, how do I say this, was one of the speakers, and he and I won't speak again, ever. And why do I say that? Because the Bible is very clear, Doug. How can two walk together except they be agreed?
Right.
Blowback. I know you'll get blowback for what I'm saying now. I've gotten blowback from people who say, we get together as pro-Trump Christians, and we command God's, in essence, not, they don't curse me, but they... Well, actually, they do. You know, you'd think they're sitting around a cauldron with their broomsticks that they just flew in on. And I'm not kidding when I say that, because what they're saying is, we believe Trump is God's man. Do you still believe that? Do you still believe it? And I'm on record as saying, look, I voted for him. I'm on record as saying, I believe God will use him to divide the nation. I'm also on record as saying, well, the thing that troubles me is that in praying, I got three words, okay? Elaborate hoax and masquerade. Now, when I use the word elaborate hoax, what does that mean to you, Doug? Elaborate, what does that mean?
Well, a complex, if you will, a very in-depth, complex hoax.
Yep, yeah. And a hoax. A hoax is something that's fraud. But elaborate means it's intertwined. In other words, there's a lot of planning to it. And then one of my favorite words is masquerade, because God's word says, when the Apostle Paul says, God is no respecter of persons, okay? The word for persons is masks. The word masquerade is derived from the word mask. And in the Greek tragedies and the Greek plays, even the medieval plays, when they didn't have the wherewithal financially to change their costumes and everything, they would hold up a mask. I think even Japanese kabuki theater does that. So by changing the mask, they changed the person's identity, at least on the stage. And on the world stage, that's what we're... Listen, and I made the statement, I'm praying for discernment more than anything. Because ladies and gentlemen, what's different about a president coming back on the scene that couldn't do what he said he would do in his first term when he had all the power of the presidency in his first term? Why isn't he screaming bloody murder to get our 450 fellow Americans, or whatever the final number is, out of the prison of the DC jail? And you know what the statement Associated Press said? Seriously, faster than a hypersonic missile did I hit a speed over that. Claiming, well, they're not being any mistreated because they still get fed.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but they sit in cells with feces. They're absolutely confined to solitary confinement. That is the biggest line of BS, and that is the biggest, distortion, in my opinion, of the Republican platform. And you know this, there's very few people taking that issue on.
You know what? So ladies, if we were really on top of it, and this is just me speaking now, not Steve, you know, I really feel like we should amass a militia and go and get them the hell out of that prison. Because seriously, what has been revealed by Marjorie Taylor Greene, even if you think, oh, there's just a 10% exaggeration, it's still bad. Even if you think that her entire statements are exaggeration, the fact that they are being held, some not even having been charged yet, is unconstitutional, and it's not who we are. We should be out there really getting them out of that that Guantanamo on the Potomac, and we should be doing that and holding those people to account as to what's happening. But you know what? We can't do that, apparently. I am angered because here it is, the 666 days, interestingly enough, and they did check that out, and you're right, after March 11th of 2020, the announcement of by WHO of the pandemic, a year, 365 days after January 6th, and we have people rotting in prison. This is unconscionable. And we have to, I really believe that until we set this right, we really can't move on. And yes, I want the Hannitys. I want the only person I hear talking about it really is us, Alex Jones, and some of the other alternative or new media. Go ahead, sir.
Right. And why aren't the Foxites, okay, and including Tucker, including Sean Hannity, including Laura Ingraham, why aren't they using their platforms? These are our Americans. These are our brothers. And you know what? The same attitude that left everybody abandon Afghanistan, the same people that made that decision are making the decision. These are political prisoners. Yet the commandeer and thief in the slaughterhouse, who said blame Trump for all that, also basically is orchestrating the political prisoners. Meanwhile, all the people are getting walking papers. Have you noticed, Doug, the DAs and the New York and stuff? I mean, they're letting murderers out early.
Yeah.
They're letting, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is what the Bible talks about, the mystery of iniquity. And so in essence, if you don't stand up for them, it's the same thing. People say, where do you come up with your number of 250 million that people are going to die? Well, first of all, the Deagle Report, but even beyond that, I've been saying, I had a guest when I first started on talk radio, Mike McQuitty, who came on and he pled with people as one of my very first guests on talk radio to come to Jesus 20 years ago. And he said, this is what the Lord spoke to me, Steve. If the people, and he said, my people, will not accept my grace and turn from their wicked ways, I will require an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Why is that? Because of blood has been shed of the innocents. And God is the avenger of the innocent blood. That's why, I don't want to go there, but that's why there's so much activity in the Antarctica. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you don't get to be who you are. But even Christine Lagarde and even Klaus Schwab the slob, they were giddy on their Twitter feeds, or I don't know. Doug, I'm not on social media, so it's either Twitter or I don't know what the other one is, like Twitter, but not Facebook, but that they were all meeting in the Antarctica, the South Pole. Why were they so excited about the South Pole?
And what in the heck is down there, Steve? I mean, you know, hey, you wanna. Eric and I are going to take a trip down to the South Pole. I mean, seriously, what is down there?
Well, it's what's under the ice. And again, I want to make it plain. I think you may have missed this, Doug. Satan's Lucifer, Satan means adversary. His whole kingdom is a kingdom under the ice, okay? And why right. The ice? Thank you for going there. Greg Evenson, a couple days before he passed away, he and I had a talk, and I think it was like on a Monday or Tuesday, and I don't know what day we're going to do an interview. And in that interview, we were going to be talking about Greg's position in Space Command, and he really was there. Even his own relatives don't believe this. I think Liz, his widow, does. And Greg and I would talk about that because I knew enough stuff, and you heard my presentation, Branson, by, you know, those who tutored me.
Yep.
That I knew enough stuff to talk about that from a, how should I say this, from an informed position. And he talked about being over the pole of Mars, I think it was the North Pole of Mars, and in the craft they were on, they saw a field of what looked like some of the biggest diamonds, those were his words, that they had ever seen. And it wasn't like the Crystal Cave in Mexico or wherever it is, but it was like, he said, it was like, literally, Steve, millions of large diamonds. And he said, this really puzzled us. Instantly, I said, I know what that is, Greg. This is a true story, whether people want to believe it or not. I don't care anymore, Doug. Look, you know, I want people to understand this, that your context has been this much in Christianity. God's giving people who are dedicated servants visions and dreams of the Antarctic, exclusive of me. He's giving people who were there coming forth, deathbed conventions. But what that was Lucifer's throne that he had on the planet Rahab. And there's a reason why Mars is called not only the angry red planet, but the war planet. The planet Rahab, if you remember my presentation at Branson, was the planet that is now the asteroid belt that, according to Bode's law, should exist there. And oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that was once a planet. And then by another law in physics called Roche's limit, R-O-C-H-E-S, I don't want to get into this too detail, but to say God himself would have brought either Jupiter or Mars, I think it would have been Mars, in a closer proximity because Rahab or Astra was smaller and its density less. And they basically, Roche's limit said that when two heavenly bodies are in opposition, the greater size heavenly body can usually, because of electrical discharge model, can literally cause the other one to shatter. And when that planet was shattered, so was Lucifer's throne. And that's why he's in the Antarctic. That's why, and we're talking hundreds of miles, Doug. Imagine a throne room hundreds of miles long.
Yep.
And I think it's 28 or 30 miles wide. Imagine that. And imagine an ice canopy over you that reflects basically what Lucifer was created to be. And that's the light bearer. And that's why they call them, and I got to tell you something, they used to call matches, you know, Lucifers. And that's why even in the genetic alteration of human DNA, is it strange to anybody it would be called Luciferase? Oh, if you go to the fact checkers, remember this. I say this. Eternally damn the lying fact checkers. Because I'll say, well, Snopes says this. Look who owns Snopes. Look who owns the fact checkers. And even Faces of Death book acknowledged, hey, we don't check facts. We just give our opinions. You remember that statement?
Oh, of course.
So the fact checkers are liars. Let me give you another thing that's going to happen. They're discussing, okay, this is 1 ounce of gold. I'm gonna make a pitch for this. So, and I mean, there's other forms of gold. There's 1 ounce bars that are available in a couple of weeks that can break into tenths. But 1 ounce of gold. Gold is now becoming difficult to get. And the reason it's getting difficult to get, because 131 nations have a secret agreement to, at some point, abandon the U.S. dollar. And, you know, I put out private briefings, which are available only my podcast subscribers in 2021. Now they'll be separated because they're going to be intense. They're going to be basically, if you will, kind of interesting, because we'll have video segments from people that you'll want to hear from. That's a separate subscription. It's not for, and listen, nothing changes on QCast. And I've had people say, well, can I have it for free? No. As you know, right now, and I want to thank you all for praying for me, because it was prayers of your listeners, Doug, and others that were praying for me that brought me through. You know, I was on oxygen for 100 days. I just quit coughing, I think, on Monday, after having had coughing spasms and nebulizing at least four times a day. Different.
You sound better and you look better than you have.
Well, yeah. And I mean, you know, thank the Lord for that. So what I'm trying to get across is this. I've never, and I want to make this clear, I do not claim to be anything other than I am a sinner saved by grace. I am a businessman. I don't beg for money like some quote unquote ministers do. I don't tell you to sell your firstborn child, send me your jewelry, go get a mortgage on your house. There are actual people that people still listen to that listen to us who have done that. I'm going to have a tent ministry. I'm going to have an orphanage. I'm going to have a shortwave radio station in the Caribbean. I'm going to. Most of it never came to pass. But Doug, brother Doug, this is your brother Steve. I'm just going to share my heart with you, brother. I notice you have some gold in your teeth. Now, brother, I want you to understand something. I know you can have those teeth repaired with ceramic. But Doug, I want you to go to that dentist. Brother, I want you to go to that dentist and say, I want to give my teeth to so-and-so's ministry. Oh, by the way, man. Your wedding ring? Your jewelry, ladies? You're this, that, the other thing. I want you to send it to me. I want you to know that I'm God's servant. I'm making fun. I want people to understand this. I am absolutely making fun, and that is what is driving the world away. I saw a list. Broke my heart, and I'm still processing. By people in the financial industry that said, do you know how much money some of these guys got parked? I said, yeah, I assume, you know, 50, 60 million. He's talking about the most famous evangelist. By the way, Billy Graham, his son, was not on the list. I just want to make that clear. I'm not separating, you know, him out, but I'm just telling you, he wasn't on the list. I won't even name who's on the list. The reason I won't do that is twofold. I want people to start thinking. It's just like the people that support the widows and veterans. And by the way, Doug, I have a new veteran, not a new veteran, he's been a vet, somebody that has over the years really loves Jesus. And he's going to take the veteran requests, you know, off my hands. And for the record, I'm going to remunerate him for that, because it's his time and time is money. So, you know, a lot of people say, you sell fear to sell gold. The day will come soon, especially in 2022, where you won't be able to get it. Somebody said, well, you've been saying that forever. Well, forever has now arrived. Get it while you can, ladies and gentlemen, because people only buy gold. This is interesting. 38 years of selling it. Only buy gold when everybody else wants it. It's astonishing. It's astonishing.
And folks, yeah, please, Steve Quayle, look, folks, Steve Quayle sells precious metals, all right? So if you have any questions, if you want to buy them, and I think you should now, especially, hey, silver's, well, you know, if you can get it, okay? Gold, if you can get it, but go to stevequayle.com, Renaissance Precious Metals. Steve sells that, gold and silver. I didn't mean to jump over you, but I wanted to make sure people
knew
that.
No, I do, but because, again, I want people to understand something. We know the general, this is obviously a bell-shaped curve, et cetera, you know, a sine wave, and we know what's going on in the metals market and also in the financial markets. The exchange-traded funds, which is a stock or it's a paper certificate showing people what they can buy in paper gold, is not the same as physical gold. And I'm told there is a communique, I'm trying to get a copy of it right now, the exchange-traded funds will be collateralized, boy, that's a hard word for me, collateralized at 50% of their face value. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just make it easy. $100,000 in gold coins would be 50 of these, maybe 52. But what's happened, Doug, is these things are being marked to market, meaning the spot prices are changing. And the spread between the spot prices and what the dealers like myself have to pay, and then what the client pays, as it gets more difficult to get that. Now, here's the reason why. The majority of refiners of gold are pretty much in Switzerland. The Swiss know quite a bit about the international financial markets. And so if they become reluctant to take US dollars in exchange for gold, because they become quote unquote clued in order to have the great reset, they have to destroy the US dollar. Again, there's a treaty and agreement called Operation Sandman. When does it kick in? I don't know. My great frustration is 90% of the people want to know a date. I don't know a date. God knows the date. But here's the thing. People have got to have something they can barter with, something they can trade with, and something that has value universally. I'm looking in my drawer, and you know, we have these 50-gram bars. We've shown people. These break up into 50 individual 1-gram gold. Today, these things are worth probably somewhere around $65 per gram. These things are about $3,200 or so. And I don't know the exact thing. And look, you can call my store and ask for Tyler. Tyler is my son. Some of you have heard him on the only broadcast he did. And, you know, ask him and talk to him. But the point being is that you've got to have something to borrow. So, Doug, what we're talking about behind the scenes of the day of the dollar, guys, and there have been books written about that when I first got saved 50 years ago. Mary Stuart Ralphie, Willard Canlon. These are names that will be familiar to people who are my age. But, you know, the thing is that there comes a time, just like how we've been warning, empty grocery shelves. Are people encountering that? You bet they are. We're talking about things in the background of everything from truckers and everything from warehousemen. And by the way, if those numbers are real, I don't believe it applies to truckers because truckers are usually smarter than that. If it hadn't been for the truckers standing together saying, you're not going to vax us and we'll walk off, God bless the truckers. I mean that. Amen. God bless them. Not only do they have, you know, 18 wheels, the most of them, but they got some cojones. Some people, oh, I'm so offended when you say that. Get over it and go back and play. Listen, this podcast is not for, I got to say this really nicely, baby Christian critics, okay? I mean, they shouldn't be listening to this. Isn't it interesting? Paul, the apostle, said, you guys should be eating meat and you're still drinking basically milk out of a bottle, but yep. The real statement is you're still suckling children, okay? So what I think is important is that people understand the lateness of the hour. And the Mega Drought movie, and I've said it, it's my last, that would be a full-length movie. Obviously, it will be a video presentation part of the Hagman fundraiser. And that's scheduled for the last Thursday and Friday of January. And so,
and thank you for that. I just want to punch in here. We're going to be doing a money bomb because it does take money to expenses for the investigation and the battle against human and child sex trafficking. That battle continues even today. It takes a lot of money to do what we're doing collectively and individually. So, folks, I think you're right. 2 weeks from today, maybe. Tentatively, you're going to come on, and we're going to be
right. And here's the thing, that the reason it's been stalled is because my main guy in the heart of Mexico, in the most dangerous part of Mexico, you can't go in as a gringo and come out alive. Please be praying for Jesse's safety. You know, I got to tell you something. I said to him, I said, only God would lead you there, and only God can keep you there. But interestingly enough, one of the last things he said to me was, you can't believe all the people following me. It's every intelligence agency pretty much that has a presence. And I said, of course I believe it. Fortunately for him and his knowledge of different things going on in Mexico and his former past, that God saved him. And I told him, I said, if we had time, I think you should have Daniel Holdings write your biography. It's the most startling thing I've ever heard in my 50 years of the redemption of Jesus Christ.
And hopefully I can say this, but I've seen evidence. I've seen evidence of what Steve is talking about. So I'm telling you, this Jesse's got some, he's got some cojones indeed.
I love it when I meet somebody like that who's so determined. But ladies and gentlemen, it's no exaggeration when I say he spends a week in prayer, a week in fasting, and what the stuff he shares in the Word. And nobody can give that to him. I mean, what I like is original revelation, okay? And that's why I'm asking everybody to pray for his safety, because I want him on the program with us. I really do.
That would be an honor.
I want him on the program.
You know,
Doug, how long do we have?
We've only got about 4.5 minutes, my brother. And I just want to punch in here again. In addition to Renaissance Precious Metals and stevequayle.com, folks, go to gen6.com, because what you saw at the open of the program, you've got to get the DVDs of the conferences, including the 2019 conference where Mike Adams, you saw Mike Adams. And also, I want to just thank the people, the fine folks at the Satellite Phone Store. The Satellite Phone Store, in fact, if you go to HagmanReport.com or stevequayle.com, you're going to see a link to the Satellite Phone Store. There it is right there, satellitephonestore.com. Go ahead and get the podcast promo, the Immersat iSat Phone 2 satellite phone. I'm going to tell you, this is worth its weight in, I'm going to say platinum, because really, when communications are down, this will save the day. And in addition to this, go to Galileo.com. That's Galileo.com. It's spelled a little bit differently. There it is right there on your screen, Galileo. And sign up for the alerts from Steve Quayle, from, hey, even me, and Dave Hodges and other people, influencers out there who've got their fingers on the pulse of what's going on. And you can get the alerts on your satellite phone as well. So two things, Satellite Phone Store, Galileo, in tandem with one another. And plus, you're going to be able to, the upside of it, you're going to be able to talk to other people that have satellite phones when these cell phones are down, and they're going to go down. And again, gen6.com for the conferences, and as well, Mega Drought. My goodness, the DVD, holy cow. Make sure you get that and sign up for the QCast as well at stevequayle.com. Steve, go ahead, sir. We've got about, now we've only got about 2.5 minutes.
Well, here's the thing. We're watching one of the biggest snowstorms on the East Coast, and 1 million people are without power. How many of those people that were stranded in the 53-mile stretch of one of the biggest, what would you say, automobile jams on the highway? I don't know if there's a better word than jams, but where their vehicles came to a complete stop. So many of those people didn't have anything to eat, anything to drink. And when their gas ran out, they didn't have anything to basically proceed even when they could. One of the things that's neat about satellite phones, and I've got one, by the way, there's only 400 of these available. And she, Tina at the Satellite Phone Store gets in about 400 every so often. And there's waiting lists. And I said, please, Tina, you know, talk to the manufacturers of these and get us some more. You know, Doug, when I told people that, and Mike Adams is also one of the influencers on this, Alex Jones, I said to listen, everybody, this isn't a hurry up and get yours today. No, there's just only so many of them available. Even these guys, the manufacturers, are astonished because the alt news people have taken this on and trying to stay in communication with all the followers, the listeners, and supporters. I mean, they're going really quickly. And so, you know, call them at that number. And Doug, can you put that up again, Eric? Because I forget, I get I sometimes reverse the numbers. But the point is, for the Satellite Phone Store, call them and say, you just heard us on Doug Hagman's show, and it's really a critical thing. It's a critical thing, and there it is. And you can call them and make sure you call the Satellite Phone Store, because that's where, ladies and gentlemen, you can get the Doug Hagman special, you know, $99.95 a month. You can get all of the, 150 minutes carries forward. And, you know, I'm telling people too, Doug, I'll make this clear. If you're on a fixed income, do not buy one of these phones, okay? Because again, what we want people to do is buy every dollar they can get in food, you know, not satellite phones. So that's right. I want to just leave it with that.
Steve, I want to thank you so very much, my brother, for your time today. Gracious gift of time. A lot of information. Hey, we are at war with Russia, or Russia's at war with us. The Great Reset, yeah, they've done it. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Steve, thank you very much, my brother.
Bye, Doug.
All right. That'll do it for me tonight, folks. Have a good night.